This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In France, civil unrest eased last night as some 30 towns and cities imposed nighttime curfews. Municipalities have that right under new state of emergency powers authorized by France's prime minister. One town outside Paris is attempting to keep order with a curfew and voluntary citizen patrols through its streets at night. Reporter Eleanor Beardsley followed a patrol car of citizens last night.
The town of Le Raincy lies in the suburbs of northeast Paris. It's a peaceful island in one of the most violent areas. While riots have raged in gritty surrounding high-rise communities, there has been no violence here. The town's neatly manicured, shop-lined streets and pretty houses seem worlds away. Every night since the riots began 2 weeks ago in neighboring Clichy-sous-Bois, Deputy Mayor Paul Ornac and a group of citizens have been patrolling Le Raincy's streets. They keep in touch with police by walkie-talkie.
Nous, on assure une surveillance.
We're watching over our strategic sites like the library, the gymnasium, the town hall, and our schools. If we see trouble, our role is not to take action, but just to signal it to police.
While this group admits that nothing much really happens on the well-kempt streets of Le Raincy, they say the town doesn't want to take any chances. Le Raincy's mayor imposed a curfew by special decree 2 days before the emergency powers were even granted. Municipal worker Marise Portal, who is part of the patrol group tonight, says the town supports all these precautionary measures.
People are telling us bravo for the curfew. It's a very good idea. And that's really to our mayor's credit for having dared to do it and for having been the first to do it in this area and in all of France.
Deputy Mayor Ornac says one reason Le Raincy has been spared from the suburban problems of the surrounding area is that it does not have a high concentration of high-rise public housing. The immigrants who live here integrate well, he says, and everyone is attached to the community's serenity. It's half an hour before curfew, and the car comes across some young boys hanging out in the street. Ornac gets out to greet them. The youths, a mixed group from African, Arab, and French backgrounds, say they are rushing home to make curfew, but they aren't happy about it. We think the curfew is terrible, says 16-year-old Mimoun Kiso, because now we have to stop our football practice half an hour early and we can't even take a shower. These boys say they know some of the youths involved in the violence and they understand why they're doing it. They say it's because of the two boys who died on October 27th in the electric transformer and the nasty comments of Interior Minister Nicolas Sarkozy, who has referred to suburban youth as scum and riffraff. It's not good what Sarkozy says about black people and Arabs, says 16-year-old Julien Corre, who is white. Look at us, we're all from different backgrounds, but we hang out together and we get along. Ornac says these youths, whom he knows, are good boys, but it wouldn't take much, he says, for them to be corrupted by the small minority who are wreaking havoc in France's suburbs. Thank goodness, he says, for Nicolas Sarkozy.
Le seul qui a eu le courage de s'attaquer à ça.
Nicolas Sarkozy is the only one who has dared to deal with the situation in the suburbs, which has been deteriorating for 20 years. No one would ever set foot in these projects with their drugs and crime before. And now that we finally have an interior minister who's had the courage to do it, people don't like it. They're embarrassed by it. Voila, it's that simple.
This is Sarkozy country, and this group is part of the nearly 60% of French people who applaud the interior minister's law and order platform, despite the hatred he draws from France's left wing and immigrant communities. Far from wanting him to resign, this group says it is ready to elect him the next president of France. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.